Happy anniversary. This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Happy New Year to you.
Hi,
hi Sam.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Yes, welcome back 2019. What
yes.
up?
Yeah. We're here.
And yeah,
we've got a new anniversary
year
album.
Of anniversary albums.
Yes.
And this year we're looking at 1984.
I should say actually
1989.
Sorry, we're looking at albums with a 4 and a 9.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
So basically, yeah, 1984, 1989, 1964, take your pick. That's what we're going to be looking at. And we're going to start today with 1989.
Yeah.
And an album by New Order.
Yes.
It's called Technique. And it's the fifth studio album from them. And it's turning 30.
Brilliant.
So it's one, it's I turned 30 a couple of weeks ago, incidentally. So it's pretty much the same age as me.
Oh, that's nice.
Just putting it out there. That's probably a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
Hey,
on your
who
perspective
knows?
On life. But anyway, yeah, New Order. So they were obviously formed out of the ashes of Joy Division and the sad and untimely death of Joy Division singer Ian Curtis. They formed in 1980, and the remaining Joy Division members, Bernard Sumner, Peter Hook, and Stephen Morris, joined forces with Gillian Gilbert to form this new band, and they call themselves New Order, because they basically decided to drop the name Joy Division, because when Joy Division was a thing, they pretty much came up with the idea that if a member left or died, they weren't going to continue under the name Joy Division. So they basically dropped that and decided, we're going to do this new thing and we're going to call ourselves New Order. And in the 80s, they built up this new sound, which was kind of a bit of a departure from Joy Division, going down this more kind of dance, electronic, heavy route, kind of positioning themselves within the dance and rave scene, particularly in Manchester, where obviously they're from. And this was also situated around the very famous club, the Hacienda, which became like the epicenter of that kind of scene. And in many ways, they were the flagship band for that club. They were also signed to Factory Records, which is also quite an important record label with that scene as well. And they released four albums leading up to this particular album. And of course, very influential single Blue Monday, of course, which became massively popular gave them a lot of success.
Mm.
So coming into the 1988-89 period when this album was recorded, it was in the middle of what became known as the Second Summer of Love in the UK. And this was essentially where rave culture became massively popular and everyone was doing ecstasy, and acid house became a thing as well. It became like the soundtrack for young people.
What is that squeaking sound? Is it us?
I don't know. Mysterious creaking sound.
It's creaky, squeaky.
Ooh, I don't know what that could
sorry,
be.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt.
It could be that asteroid from the other day.
Oh, yeah. I think I actually saw that.
I saw it.
No one believed me. It was weird. Anyway.
So the group were massively influenced by what was going on with the rave scene, you know, the acid house and that kind of thing. And they incorporated this into the recording of this album and the sound of this album. And they also incorporated Balearic beat influences, because part of this album was recorded in Ibiza.
Ah, yes.
Which is where Balearic beat comes from. So as you can imagine, this is a very sort of ravey, clubby, dancey album, I guess, very much influenced by the surroundings where they recorded the album, but also the context of the musical goings on of the time. So we're going to start with the second track from the record. It's called All the Way, and this features a very strong pounding bass line from Peter Hook. Peter Hook's bass playing is a key feature of New Order's music, because he's essentially he plays the bass guitar like a lead guitar. Basically, he's basically a lead bass player, and you can hear that a lot on this track.
Happy
Beautiful.
Stunning.
Stunning. This is just stunning. Hi, everyone. If you've just tuned in, this is 95 BFM's Morning Glory with Geneva, and we're here with Sam Smith, our expert for our anniversary albums.
Kia ora. Welcome. Welcome back. That was All The Way, New Order. The next track we're going to play is the closing track on the record. This one's called Dream Attack, and this one has a strong dance pop feel to it. Sort of house-like synths. You got electronic drums going on there. There's also a nice subtle acoustic guitar riff, which kind of keeps the whole thing together. But it's quite a groovy track, this one.
Groove it out. I hope you're grooving. Text in 5395 if you want to say hi.
Or stay high.
Oh.
Me or anyone to steal a lie.
Oh, your snaps are really picking up.
We gotta get the snaps going here.
Oh yeah.
Very nice. Very clubby.
Very, very clubby, but very, like, quite wistful and
it
sad.
Is, yes, it is. Yeah. A bit like the story of New Order, really.
Yes. Well, we were talking about this. Is it to come to the time to talk about that?
Yes. So firstly, I'll just say how this album was received. It was very successful for them. It went to number one in the United Kingdom.
Boom.
Cracked the top 40 in the US.
Crushed it.
Crushed the top 20 in New Zealand.
Goosh.
World domination.
Hiya.
Critics were very impressed with the fun, kind of fresh sound of this record and how they managed to blend rock music, dance music, house music, Balearic music together. Other people called it the definitive New Order record and the album that truly captures their sound the best. Mm. It's since gone on to be seen by many UK publications in particular as one of the best albums of the decade. Q Magazine voted it the 21st best album of the decade. And so it's got a long-standing reputation as one of their best albums. It's also their most commercially appealing record. Very kind of crossover, can appeal to the rock crowd and the dance crowd. It's got that pop appeal as well.
A bridge.
It is. It's a bit of a bridge. And it captures the essence of the whole ecstasy scene and the acid house scene and that kind of thing.
But with great power comes great responsibility and also massive, huge, gigantic
exactly,
fights.
Exactly. And they split up in 1993. And they got back together in 2007, but Peter Hook left the group around that time as well amidst a very bitter dispute with the other band members, which continued for pretty much 10 years in the music press. They went to court as well. There was a lot of he said, she said going on. I think he tried to stop them using the name New Order at one stage.
Weird.
It is quite weird, but that's what happens when band dynamics break down.
But he left the band and they continued as the band. Yeah. But also with Joy Division, as you said before, they made a rule that if
they
one of them
continue.
Died or left, yeah. that they weren't going to continue.
Exactly.
So maybe he thought that bled into New Order. Maybe that was.
I don't know. And he was continuing playing New Order songs as a solo artist as well.
Yeah.
But they managed to sort out their problems apparently last year, and they've had an amicable sorting out of affairs, I guess you could say.
Well, when it's about money, but, it's usually about money, isn't it? Right?
I don't. Yeah, it's Boosh. Pretty much who gets the most money. I don't think there's any chance of him rejoining New Order despite the resolving of their differences. But we shall see. We shall see.
Come down to New Zealand and play.
Yeah,
New
I
Order.
Actually would love to see
Can
New Order.
Can you hear me?
Their last album was really good as well.
Yeah.
It was called Music Complete. I think it came out in 2015. But there were some.
Just come on down.
There were some bangers on there.
Underworld came down.
I know.
You come down.
Come down. Honey Mai.
It's all
come
right.
down for a rave.
Make up and just come down.
So on that note, we're gonna finish with one of the most dance centric tracks on the album and in the band's catalogue. It's called Round and Round. It's a very very clubby sound. This one very Epitha. yeah, it was the second single released on the record and actually made it to number one in the Billboard Dance Club Songs chart. I did not know a thing existed
dance
until
club
the
songs
other day,
chart.
But apparently there's a chart in the Billboard in the US called the Billboard Dance Club Songs chart.
It just sounds so wholesome.
It does. I'm going to release a dance club song today.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it's addictive, right? But thank you very much for coming in.
My pleasure.
As always, and I'll see you next
you will.
Week.
You will.
Yes.
You're going to have to dance to this one.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody turn it up. Oh, yeah. And also shout out to everybody at work who's having a party, but at
Papanese.
Work. Yeah.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.